Tell them.
It's weird, isn't it? This happened on Saturday. We were up on the Gold Coast farewelling our son who was going overseas.
That's say goodbye, everyone.
Yep. And Mike and I went into a cafe. Now, what was weird, as we walked up to the cafe, I've nudged him and gone, oh, my God, look at that. Haven't seen that in over 2 years. And basically what it was fresh newspapers and magazines.
Yes. Oh, yep.
Just sitting there for you to use because they've all done away with those because of COVID.
Yes, yep. So true.
So Mike's grabbed a newspaper and he's sat down out front the sidewalk. Yep.
Newspaper heaven.
I've wandered down the little alleyway to order a couple of coffees. Now, it was pretty dark and it was a bit off the beaten track sort of thing.
Yep.
And as I've stepped up to the counter, this other guy shot in front of me. Immediately I've gone, something weird about this bloke.
Right.
He was jittery. He was just, there was just something not right. And he had his right hand shoved well down into his tracky dacks.
So he just wanted a Coke because he had plenty of ice.
I don't know what he wanted, but he had something in his pocket. And he's looking at me and he's looking around. He's kind of casing the joint.
Bit jittery.
Very jittery.
Yep.
And there was a young guy and a young girl serving.
Mm.
And they sensed it too.
Right.
And so I've sort of taken a step back, let this guy kind of have the floor, so to speak.
Yeah.
And the young guy's gone, what would you like? And he's like, what do I want? Like, and he starts this speech.
Right.
But he's still looking around and his hand is coming in and out of his pocket a little bit.
So he's got something in there.
There's something in there. He's holding something. So I've taken another step back because I was starting to get panicky.
Yeah.
I've looked out. No one's looking down this alley where we were. Michael's engrossed in what he's reading.
Yeah.
So he's no help.
Yeah, of course.
But then I thought to myself, my God, these are kids.
Yep.
They would have been like 18, 19, 20.
Yeah.
So I thought, not walking away, leaving them. So I've then taken a step forward. But as I'm doing that, the young girl's going to me, mouthing to me, ring the police.
Oh,
ring the police. Because I have my phone in my hand.
That's us.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah, okay, I'm with
we, the three of us thought there's a gun or there's a knife.
Yeah,
you knew there was something about
there's
to
something
go down.
Going on down here.
Yeah.
Yep.
So as I've stepped forward, I've then, because I was worried about the kids more than anything, I've gone, hey, can I? And I was really, oh, you know what was surprising? How calm I was.
Yeah,
because you know me to be a bit of a panicker.
No, never.
But I was so calm.
Yeah.
And I used a really calm voice and just sort of said, hey, are you okay? Can I help?
You know, but you did the reactionary. You could see the young girl was panicking.
Totally.
You know how you do the opposite weirdly
you
thing
do.
You do in life? So you've taken the calm road.
I have.
And the mothering kind of instinct.
That too.
Totally, Rise. Thinking about these kids could be yours.
Yeah.
So I've gone, you know, are you okay? Can I help? And he's like, oh, just, and the hands coming in and out. I won't even bother you with, you know, the full detail.
Yeah.
But a few minutes of this go by and he, in the end, he basically, I won't say took off, but he scampered away.
Yeah.
And there was this massive relief from the three of us.
Mm.
She was teary. The guy was white as a sheet.
Yeah.
And he went, what could have happened? I went, well, we don't know what could have happened. We're just lucky it didn't. So how about everyone just calm down and let's all have a drink on me.
I could give you a scenario, Tanya.
What?
For the price of a coffee, you could have been stabbed by a crackhead. But, you know, the good thing is you weren't.
Well, and then I went out to Mike and he's looked up and he goes, what's wrong with you? And I went, you are not going to believe what happened as you were just sitting here enjoying the sunshine. He had no idea any of that went down.
Nah.
No idea.
Not at all.
My hero.
He's in the paper. Not. He's focusing. Come on now. He's glanced up and thought, I'm out.
One of the two.
I'll leave Danny to this one.
I think that bloke's got a gun.
Yeah. Well.
She'll be fine.
I hope he shoots her in the leg.
Honestly,
well,
though.
Well done to you for being
funny?
So calm and calm.
What I was super surprised, and you nailed it, Steve, is how calm I was. But it was all because of the kids.
Yes,
and I was worried about them.
You take an opposite thing. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a natural thing to do.
Yeah. And who knows? He might have just had a back at a Tic Tacs. I don't know.
No, I think you know these
but
things. If
we
there's
all
something
sensed
really
it.
Off.
No,
yeah,
she does tend to overreact, man. I reckon he's just reaching for his credit card to buy a coffee. And next minute the cops arrive and this poor bastard's getting carted off. He's like, what happened? I don't know. I went down to buy a coffee. And next minute I'm in the back of a paddy wagon.